We'll bring the House Labor and Commerce Committee meeting to order. We do have a quorum, members present, Ledoux, Lynn, Cott, myself, Chairman Anderson. We have one bill today. We're going to defer HB 350, Unfair Claim Settlement Practices, by Representative Chenault, because the time right now in convening is 4:59, and we had a late session that extended. So what we want to do is bring up House Bill 240, and I'm told from various parties that the industry, I'm not testifying in their behalf, but has made many concessions both ways, and so it looks like we have a final product, and we'd like to move this bill. It's been held in this committee a year. I'd like to move it out of the committee. I would like Glenn Brady, who's online from the Brewers Guild, to testify to the changes, and then we will move on unless someone wants to testify. And actually, the changes would be amendments. So before Glenn does that, I will have. I don't like to do it as a chair.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move amendment number one. Okay. Luck up, and it's point two.
Okay,
and Mr. Chairman, on page two, it reduces the amount gallons of where are we at here? Yeah, gallons in a calendar year from 46,500 to the amount of 37,206.5. Oh, man, it's 37,200.
Okay, and then how about on page 3, line 14,
and Representative Cobb? Same reference on page 3, line 14, from 46.5 to 37,200.
Is there any objection? Okay, I'm going to object so Glenn can explain that.
This, through the chair, Mr. Chairman, thank you, members of the committee. This was in response to internal negotiation between the breweries and brew pubs, in further response to external negotiations regarding the 8 p.m. Closing time for sales for breweries.
Okay, so, great. That's all we need, Glenn.
Yep.
Okay, I remove the objection. Seeing no opposition, Amendment 1 passes. Representative Cott, we have Amendment 2, and then Gabrielle has Amendment 3, but we'll go to you second first.
Calls amendment number 2.3, luck up 4-1106. The change is to page 2, line 3. Delete on or after 11 p.m. and insert, and serving of the product ends no later than 8 p.m.
Okay, the motion's been moved. I'm going to interject and state that Representative Crawford and Guttenberg have also joined us. I will object so Glenn can explain that. And Glenn, you might want to state basically what the bill's doing in terms of it's a brewery and you can sell a certain amount of product, and maybe go through that briefly.
Okay, just certainly, Mr. Chair.
I just did.
This,
you did.
The intent of this portion of the bill is to allow microbreweries licensed under Title IV to be able to sell a limited quantity of the product they produce on their premises. And concessions that are made, this being an additional one, that the hours have changed, are to work with the other industry members to avoid the creation of taverns. And so the 8 p.m. time was arrived at, and that's the point where you can no longer sell beer. A brewery can no longer sell their beer.
Okay, thank you, Glenn. I'll remove my objection based on that cooperative agreement on that amendment. Any other objection? Seeing and hearing none, then that is so moved. And again, this is to version P, the CS that we adopted the last time we heard this bill. We have finally Amendment 3 by Representative Ledoux, and should we move that?
Yeah, I'll move Amendment number 3.
I'll object so you can explain it.
Okay, Amendment number 3, it changes the title by on page 1, line 1, by deleting licensing and inserting licenses and to winery licenses. And then there's another section of it, page 4, following line 6, inserting a new section to read. And I think you've all got the section. What this does is it puts small wineries, in-state wineries, on the same playing field as out-of-state wineries. And we have a bill to this effect, which passed out just the other day, but I thought that we'd try to see which moved quicker.
I understand. I'll keep my objection. I'm gonna let Representative Ledoux know this, and I don't want to catch her off guard. Last meeting we had this, she showed this to me, and I did a cursory review of it. I support your actual piece of legislation. I've since talked to today some folks. The sponsor, I believe, have you talked to the sponsor about this? No, he's shaking his head. Have you talked to the lobbyist about this?
She may have talked directly to the representative.
I don't think so.
I haven't communicated.
But,
so
and
I,
she can answer that. I know that she hasn't talked to the advocate for this or the Brewers Guild. Not that that's negative. You're welcome to do an amendment anytime. But I'm going to maintain my objection and ask that at a later point, unless the amendment passes, that you talk with those folks, and if they're amenable to doing that, bring it in, rather than, I mean, this bill has been here a year and a couple months, and to add that would substantively change the breadth of the bill and their cooperative agreement with Char and these other groups. Not to say I don't support the spirit of your amendment, but I would say at this time, this may not be the vehicle to do it, absent discussion with these other entities out of courtesy. And so I would say at this point, until they're talked to, I would hold off on that and wait till the next committee of referral or before it goes to the floor and see if you can't negotiate something or talk to them.
Mr. Chair.
But that's up to the committee members. So I'm going to maintain my objection for a vote, Representative Lynn. But out of respect, I like the amendment.
I like the amendment, too. This is very late into the session. And what that would effectively mean would be to delay until next year. Because... would it not? Are you talking about a separate amendment? Or?
No, Representative Lynn, to answer your question, I'm saying I'm going to object to amending this bill. It's a brew pub and brewer's
right.
bill. She's asking to even amend the title to make it wine. I mean, that wasn't the intent. I don't want to do that on this bill at this time, especially when she has legislation going through the
Well, let me, if I may,
sure.
dialogue with Representative Lynn. Do you have
Lynn.
Corresponding legislation?
I do have corresponding legislation. That came out of committee the other day, as a matter of fact.
Okay. So this would just duplicate that?
This would duplicate that, and I just didn't know which was going to move first, so I thought I'd try two bites of the apple.
Okay, and one last question.
Representative Lynn.
It's not a bad idea.
We're passing this out of labor and commerce. Where is your other legislation?
It just passed out of labor and commerce.
So it actually is ahead of this.
So Representative Lynn's asking, where does it go next, to the floor?
I believe that we're going to try to get it waived out of finance,
mm-hmm.
but if we don't get it waived out of finance, then it will go to the floor. I mean, if we do get it waived out of finance, it will go to the floor next.
I appreciate the opportunity, Mr. Chair, to be able to discuss it, because, I don't want to delay any of our things, if possible.
Exactly.
So it looks like it's amenable then. Thank you.
Let me rephrase that, and we'll get to other questions. Representative Lynn, I would say that it's not amenable to the Brewers Guild, to Char, or to those folks.
It should be amenable to Representative Ledoux, because the bill is going to be going ahead anyway, and meet whatever fate it gets. Is that correct?
I see. So you're saying it should be amenable to withdraw Amendment 3 because she already has a bill that's in advance of this legislation.
Are you saying...
I'm trying to clarify what he's saying.
Are you saying
they wouldn't understand.
That this amendment is not amenable to Char? Because this amendment is amenable to Char.
No. I'm speculating that it's not amenable to be added to this bill, because you already have a bill in advance of this legislation.
I've spoken to the Char folks, and this...
They support you amending the
yes.
Brewpub bill?
Yes.
Okay, well then why don't we have Glenn, who's the chairman of Char for the state, to testify. Glenn, would you like this bill to be amended... By Amendment 3. Well, let me ask a question, and we'll get to
comment. I'm going to have to decline comment. I know that we are, as chairman of Alaska Char, we have, Representative Ledoux has mentioned this, and in principle, of course, we are amenable to the legislation.
Glenn, what I asked was, has Char spoken to Amendment 3 on to House Bill 240?
I have not, our Government Affairs Committee, I'm not aware of us taking a position on that at this point, although I'm not in the office daily.
Okay.
So I personally do not know, and I have to be cautious about speaking for Char.
Okay. Thank you, Glenn. Representative Crawford, and I'm only talking quick because there's a plane to catch, but I don't want to expedite or disregard anybody that wants to speak. Representative Harold Crawford.
It's just that this bill that passed here the other day, had dropped Section 7 And it's in, back in here again is all I was going to bring up.
I was going to get to that.
Hold on. It's okay. So, Representative Crawford, then you have the floor. Okay, well, let's delineate that that's a separate bill. You're talking about the wine bill?
I'm saying that when we passed it out of here as a piece of compromise legislation, we had taken Section 7 out. Now it's back in. I just wanted to know if we intended to have that as part of the bill. And I just wanted to bring that up. It's on that point.
Okay, Representative Ledoux.
I didn't get to it yet, but I was going to say that Section 7 should be crossed off.
Okay.
In the amendment.
Now, okay. I'm going to remind the committee members, when you speak to something, Representative Lennon Crawford did the same thing. I didn't even know what you were talking about. You're saying to Amendment 3, Section 7 is being brought back, and you didn't want that, because I didn't know what you meant by Section 7. I'm looking on Version P saying, what is Harry talking about? So he's referring to version, the Amendment 3 by Representative Ledoux, Section 7.
Mr. Chairman, I think we can clarify this. The bill that was passed out of this committee did not have Section 7 in it. This amendment has Section 7. I think the sponsor of the amendment is trying to amend this amendment to delete Section 7 so that the amendment that we have before us mirrors the bill that was passed out of the committee. And I would just like to say, Mr. Chairman, that this is... when that occurs, this is tantamount to pulling a bill out of committee. And what I would recommend is that the sponsor of the amendment talk with various folks in question, and whatever bill hits the House floor first, then I would stand up, withdraw the winery bill, and offer this as an amendment. If it's this bill that goes first, that gives a chance to talk with the sponsor, because you may lose support on the whole bill if this goes on and the sponsor just decides to pull it. I mean, that's the way to do it.
And how about we let the sponsor reply, the sponsor's representative?
I think I understand where you're going, and I don't know that there's opposition. I'm sorry, for the record, Craig Johnson, staff to Representative Lisa McGuire. I would commit to work with the maker of the amendment between now and the next committee to try to bring all these people together. And if we can put it together and it's amenable to everyone, we can put it in the next committee. I'll commit to work very hard to get all the people together to see that this gets in there. I would like to see this bill move unencumbered today, because I haven't had a chance to talk to my boss, the supporters of this bill as well. But I would commit to you to work hard to get this in the next, if that criteria is met. And I don't know if that gives you any...
That's fine. I'll withdraw the amendment.
And then that
judiciary.
It does go to judiciary?
Yeah, there's another committee.
Mm-hmm. And then
this
and then,
goes to judiciary?
And then the floor, right?
Yeah, so you have a full another.
So no finance on this.
Okay, so that's been withdrawn. Any other?
There's some finance and this goes to judiciary.
Any other amendments? Seeing and hearing none. Any other testimony? Other than if there's folks supporting it, then I think they'll defer. And seeing and hearing none, we will close public testimony. Representative Gruenberg has just joined us, and we have held that bill because there was too much testimony. I'm sorry.
You're not taking it up
today? No, but just because we don't have enough time. I committed to the committee to end at 5, and we're already at 5:15. Ladies and gentlemen, Max Gruenberg.
Yay!
Are you making an amendment?
Mr. Chairman, that just brings up my point.
Representative
Pete, since this bill does go to judiciary, it's sponsored by House Judiciary. Sponsor of the bill, chairs the Judiciary Committee, and you know it's going to be her prerogative to schedule the bill. And we're running out of time. I think next week, Tuesday the 18th, we're supposed to have all bills out of committee. So I think it's going to be important to have this conversation so that we can amend the bill in Judiciary if it's agreeable to the parties.
Okay. I think that was already agreed, but thank you for the reiteration.
I just didn't realize where these bills are. You know, they're going different.
I think it's
direction.
An at ease hub time.
And maybe that the winery bill gets waived out in finance.
No,
there's no
this
finance
is true.
Deferral.
That's true. Any other comments before we
Mr.
move
Chairman,
the
I'd
bill?
Chairman, I move CS for House Bill 240 out of committee as amended with individual recommendations coming to this committee. And thank the
advocate.
Thank the sponsor staff for the hard work.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Where are the samples?
That was a mistake. I'm not talking
to you. That's why.
Bubba.
Be like, no? Oh, okay. Oh, I'm sorry. We're still talking here.
We have a motion.
We have the motion, and we have no objection. I apologize. And hearing no discussion, the bill moves on to Judiciary Committee, and we will hear House Bill 350 next week on Wednesday and several other pieces of legislation. Therefore, we will adjourn. We have no meeting on Friday, and we adjourn at 5:14 p.m.